Proverbs 3 tells us we need to remember the laws of God and keep His commands because they will lead us into long life and peace. Today on Growing Hope, we continue down the path of the Proverbs life, crafting a foundation that leads to being fruitful.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, and thank you for investing your time to grow with me. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident Hope Smith, and I'm a natural-born encourager, or, as my friend Steve likes to say, I'm God's cheerleader. But even though I can stand beside you and dare you to be more and to do more, and even though when I encourage you, I receive encouragement, it's kind of a reciprocal, it's a turning wheel, so to speak, I still have to get encouragement. I still need, I still need people coming along beside me just as much as I need to be going alongside other people. It's a team effort. This journey is a team effort. We're called to be in relationship. We're called to be working together. We're called to be going together. So thank you for going with me today. It means so much to me. I know that when we work together and grow together, we can accomplish so much more. And according to Galatians, we need to be invested in growing fruit that's going to show the world what we're doing. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we are doing these things and investing in these things, then we begin to develop a life that is fruitful. Now, the last time we were together, we were talking about the value of encouragement and how important it is for us to be encouraged and to be encouragements. But it takes an investment. All of it takes an investment. You can't grow up a fruitful life. You can't grow up the Proverbs life unless you're willing to invest. You have to be willing to be so invested in the fruit of the Spirit and in growing the fruit of the Spirit, even more than you are in the genealogy of the characters on the latest TV show. And trust me when I say that annoys me probably even more than it annoys you. Because who doesn't enjoy a good streaming weekend now and then? Who doesn't enjoy the ability just to forget about it, not think about anything else? But if we want to live out the Proverbs life, if we want to live in that abundant overflow that God has promised us, we have to make the choices. We have to make the investment. We have to be willing to do what it takes to get there. It only happens when we are willing to take the purposeful actions to make it happen. God does it, but God calls us to join Him in the doing in order to reap the benefits of His doing. If Elijah had stopped before he got to the point at the river where the ravens were going to feed him, all he would have gotten is possibly crumbs and bird poop. Who wants that, right? That doesn't sound very appetizing. He had to go where God told him to go. We have to do what God tells us to do. If we want to live out a fruitful life, then we have to make the choices that prepare us and prepare our lives to live out that fruitfulness, to be a blessing and to be blessed. It is line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. That can't be emphasized enough, because every choice we make every day builds up into the life that we're creating. We have to be invested in the choices to grow up a fruitful life. So we're going to just do it. We're going to choose the useful things. We're going to develop a weeding habit, and we're going to avoid idle while we're embracing quiet. And finally, we're going to plan for the harvest. As we work together to develop a habit of fruitfulness, we are going to understand that everything we do, the little things and the big things, add up to the possibilities that we're creating for our lives. So we have to be alert and aware about the choices that we're making if we want to see the differences that we desire. The choice is ours. The choice is always ours. But we have to choose God's better. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. But when we come back, I will be delving a little more into the steps that you can take to grow a fruitful life. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
We are Growing Hope.
You're invited to join Tony and Lynn Marino along with our pastor panel and special guests on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific for Alive in Christ Radio Live. Heard exclusively on the Alive in Christ Radio Network at AliveInChristRadio.com.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are Growing Hope.
Hello there, and welcome back to Growing Hope. I am still Catherine Lang, and I am still excited that you're here joining me on this journey to live out the Proverbs life as we are invested in developing a habit of fruitfulness, the kind of life that is going to produce the fruit that will reveal that we are following out God's plan for our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And for the most part, you always think of these words in a positive light. Now, when you get to the end, which is the self-control part, that can be a little bit more of a challenge to see that in a positive way. But the thing is that when we invest in self-control, we produce positive results. So the fruit of the Spirit is a positive life. The fruit of the Spirit is a possibility life, because think of all the things that happen when you live out these elements, when these elements are blooming in you and through you. We are called to live a life that reveals God to the world. We are called to act in a way that the world will look at us and go, I want to know what you have. And we do that by investing in the choices that are going to grow up the fruitful life for us. When we invest in the good, the positive, the uplifting, the encouraging, that's what we begin to grow up in our lives. But if we're going to get into this habit of growing a fruitful life, planting a fruitful life, it's going to have to start with investing in the choices to this fruitful life. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're just going to do it. We're just going to take the actions and get it done. As long as we're talking about it, we're not taking action to do it. The beginning of the spring, or even way before the beginning of the spring, I'm always talking about how we can better utilize the gardens in our yard. And I use that magic we, the royal we, right? The me and the mouse in my pocket. Because I am more interested in the garden than the men folk are in this house. So when I say we should, what I'm saying is I would love for y'all to get out there and do it so I don't have to. The truth is, if the garden is really that important to me, then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take action, purposeful action that's going to get done what I want to get done. This spring, because of the sharing that I've been doing with you on this journey that I'm taking, I have started making a purposeful investment on a consistent basis, and I'm starting to see results. But what's interesting is that even when we're doing what we know to do, when the results aren't happening as fast as we want, it's easy to fall out of that habit. And when I was driving in the other day, I started looking at all the things I hadn't gotten done. And the enemy started telling me, well, why even bother doing what you're doing? See, you've got so much other stuff that you have to get done. And I had to adjust my focus and align my focus with what God has promised. If I keep doing what God leads me to do, then God aligns the situation. God completes the situation. All he's asking me to do is my part. I just have to keep moving and going and doing what he has called me to do. So the first thing we need to do is just take the action that God's told us to take. The next thing that we need to be doing is choose the useful things. And what I mean is that there are a lot of things that we can be doing that we don't necessarily need to be doing. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's what you need to be doing. You have to be alert and aware of your heart seed. What is it God has planted in you from the beginning of time? And those are the choices that you want to make. You want to make choices that move you in the direction of that heart seed. You have to understand your uniqueness. And you have to understand your uniqueness in God's purpose in order to make the right choices to choose the useful things. So we're going to just do it. We're going to choose the useful things, but then we're going to develop a weeding habit. Because I've mentioned my garden before, I will confess that some of the weeds that I have allowed to grow up my garden are now trees. Which means instead of being able to go pluck them out with my fingers, I'm going to have to dig them up with a shovel. Or in this case, I'm using the front end loader because it's faster. That is why you don't leave me at home alone with the tractor, honey. So we have to get rid of the things that we've allowed to be planted in our gardens. We have to do the same thing with our hearts and our minds. There are things that we have done or listened to or read in the past that have planted themselves in our lives. And if we're going to live the fruitful life, then we're going to have to pluck those things out. But here's the trick. When it comes to thoughts and ideas, you can't just pluck them out. You're going to have to overwhelm them with the positives, with the things that produce the fruit of the Spirit. With those, with the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the goodness, the kindness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, and the self-control. That is what weeds our hearts and our minds. So after we're just doing it, choosing the useful things, developing a weeding habit, we're going to learn to avoid being idle, but embracing quiet at the same time. Because there is a difference between being in the quiet and embracing quiet and being idle. When you think of your car, when you sit and idle in your car, then you waste energy, you waste fuel, you put more strain on the vehicle than is necessary, and you don't go anywhere. It's the same thing with the mind and the body. When you are just idling, you're not accomplishing anything and you're actually causing more harm. When you're quiet, you are invested in the peace and the calm in your heart and in your mind. it is not necessarily that you have peace and calm in your circumstances and your surroundings. It is an inner focus on the peace and the calm of God. When you are in the quiet and in the still, you don't lose your momentum. Even though you may not be taking any purposeful actions, the very act of being in the still and the calm and in the quiet is a purposeful action because it allows you to realign your focus with God and on God. So when you avoid the idle and embrace the quiet, you give yourself the energy and momentum you need for the next step. And the final thing that we have to do is we have to plan for the harvest, because there will be a harvest. God has promised us a harvest. When he says that when we have done what he has told us to do, there is going to be a harvest. But what are you going to do with it? There is nothing more overwhelming than going out to the garden and finding so many fruits and vegetables that you don't know what to do with them. But if you had had a plan ahead of time, okay, when this, then this, and you have avenues of sharing and of being that conduit that God has called you to be, then it's not going to be as easy to fall into the trap of hoarding. And we can get into that trap when we start living out the fruitful life. That's why God warns us about it. When we are in the physical, blessed exceedingly abundantly, it can become very easy to fall into the trap of trusting the physical. The physical will never be the blessing. The physical is always a manifestation of the blessing that God has provided. So we have to be prepared to be a conduit of the blessings and the physical representation of what God is doing in our lives and pouring that out onto the people around us. So be alert and listening to what God is making you aware of and where you're going to be a blessing and a conduit in the lives when the harvest does arrive. Because remember, the harvest will always arrive. God has called us to live out this fruitful life. And when we live out this fruitful life, we are a testimony to the world of all that God is. And that draws them, the world, to come to know God. It is up to us to make the choices to live the fruitful life. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break. We will be right back.
We are Growing Hope.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
We are Growing Hope.
Hello, and welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Growing Hope, where we're focused on living out the Proverbs life by developing the fruit of the Spirit, the fruitful life, developing a harvest of potential and possibility in us and through us to those that we encounter. God has called us to live out this fruitful life. He wants us to be blessed and live in blessing so that we can be a blessing to others. If you are so overwhelmed that you don't have time to think, much less to do, how are you going to position yourself to do for others? For me in my life, when I get hectic, when I try to rush my morning because I got up late or because something happened, then I am more prone to snap at others for not doing what I think they should have been doing. And part of that, or most of that, if not all of that, is because I didn't do what I knew I was supposed to do, and I would much rather put it off on you than take the blame myself. But the thing is, if I had just been doing what I knew to do, then I would not have been in a position to be annoyed at or frustrated with others, because I would have that built-in fruit of the Spirit. The love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When all of these elements are stirred up in me on a regular basis, then I am able to deal with you on a different level. I don't get caught up in the spiritual, in the physical of it, because the spirit of it is in control. And when the spirit is in control of my journey, then I am going to take intentional and purposeful steps that reflect that spirit. When I get rushed or crowded or overwhelmed, then it's easy to fall into the habit of the physical man, the physical aspects being in control. I have to make the choice. We have to make the choice to put the fruit of the Spirit at the forefront. And it's going to require doing those habitual steps that move us into the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to have to take the purposeful actions. We're going to have to choose the useful things. We're going to have to develop the weeding habit. We're going to have to avoid idle while being quiet. And we're going to have to plan for the harvest. God has provided us with so much. And it's there. It is waiting for us to move into it. We have to go to the point in the river that God has told us to go to, and then the provision is there. There's not a question of whether or not it'll be there. The provision is there. The question is whether or not we will be where the provision is provided. We only can get to that place of provision when we listen to what God is saying in our lives, when we develop that personal, intimate relationship with God that allows us to understand what He wants us to do in the places He wants us to go. It's going to take action. It's going to take purposeful action. It's going to take intentional action focused on that relationship with God that's going to move us from where we are into the Proverbs life of purpose, possibility, and potential. We can get there. We're supposed to get there. We just have to choose to get there. Together, we can be more encouraged and bold in pursuit of that. And I want to connect with you and grow up the potential that we each have. Visit www.theproverbslife.com to learn more about how to walk out your Proverbs life. Connect with me on social media. I'm The Catherine Lang on Facebook, Catherine C. Lang on Twitter. Wherever you can find me, over at the website, snarkyrainbows.com, let's connect. Let's grow together. Let's learn to be the boldness that God has called us to be. Let's learn to walk out this fruitful life of abundant overflow that God wants us to live out so that we can be a representative to the world of all that God desires for our lives. We are one choice away. Think about that. We are one choice away from living out all of our possibilities. Will we make the choice that will lead us to where God desires? Thank you so much for joining me today. Until next time, remember, be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lane, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelane.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.